Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Departments of State and Treasury are imposing sanctions on nearly 120 individuals and entities to further hold Russia accountable for its invasion of Ukraine and degrade its capability to support its war efforts. One of the most common tactics Russian entities have used to continue their importation of foreign-made electronics and technology is the use of third-party intermediaries and transshipment points outside of Russia. Entities based in the Kyrgyz Republic have been frequent exporters of controlled electronics components and other technology to Russia since Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Some of these shipments have subsequently supplied sensitive dual-use goods to entities in Russia's defense sector. Shipments have subsequently supplied sensitive dual-use goods to entities in Russia's defense sector. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, continues to target Russia's munitions factories and high-technology industries that directly support Russia's war against Ukraine. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on five additional Russia-based financial institutions to further limit Russia's access to the global financial system. OFAC also took further action to curtail Russia's revenue from its metals industry and to limit Russia's future energy capabilities. Sanctions against these entities represent another step in our efforts to constrain Russia's military capabilities, its access to battlefield supplies, and its economic bottom line, said Deputy Secretary of the Treasury Wally Adeyemo. As long as Russia continues to wage its unprovoked and brutal war against Ukraine, we will impose sanctions to deprive Russia of the technology it needs and disrupt the Russian arms industry's ability to resupply. Sanctions are just one part of the U.S. government's efforts to stop Russia's procurement of critical goods and technology. The United States is working with partner governments and the private sector to identify and disrupt evasion networks, and these latest actions complement such shared efforts. Since Russia invaded Ukraine, the United States, along with its allies and partners, has taken unprecedented steps to impose costs on Russia and promote accountability for the individuals and entities who support its illegal war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirmed the United States' commitment to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.